There's something so freeing and so joyful about being stupid, isn't there? The idea that you can have all of your brain cells just melted away so easily and leave you free of all burden. You see, having thought, having to think, having to be intelligent all the time must be so burdening. And I know a lot of people have so much freedom when they're dumb. Because with dumbness comes a sense of contentment, comes a sense of joy and happiness, to the point where you don't care what other people think about you. You don't care how you look or how you act, because all that you care about is being happy, joyful, and bringing yourself contentment. Like right now, with your intelligence, I want you to do something for me. I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to imagine your intelligence like a meter in the back of your head. You've probably seen those kind of things in video games where you have a health bar, right? It's a bar at the top where you've got a full, glowing green set of health at 100%. And right now it's the same with your intelligence. Your intelligence sits there at 100%. The bar is full. And as you look at that in the back of your mind, as you can see it, as you can feel it, as you can sense it, I want you to use all of your senses to be able to notice what would happen if that bar started to decline, started to drop. We see it wouldn't just naturally go down by itself. Obviously, we'd have to start to pull bits of intelligence out of your head, like popping bubbles in the back of your mind. Isn't it fun that you can just drop your intelligence lower and lower? And I wonder how that might feel for you if your intelligence just starts slowly slipping away. Like a faucet that leaks every so often, your intelligence can just leak right out of your mind. Dripping away, melting away, making you so happy, so content, feeling so joyful and wonderful. And as you imagine that intelligence dripping away, melting away, with each and every single second, you can also watch that bar as it lowers. But the thing is about that bar dropping and dropping and dropping, you find such happiness, such contentment with watching it go down, down, down. And as your intelligence starts to fade, you start to lose things about yourself, but that's okay. Things that might not have mattered anyway, like math. Who needs math anyway? Numbers are so silly. You see, numbers are so confusing sometimes because you have to add and subtract, multiply and divide, and as the numbers get bigger and bigger, they get more and more complex. But that complexity just starts to strain and tense on your mind, and it just feels so, ugh. It's so boring and confusing, and it's not fun at all, whereas allowing that to dissipate and drip away as it just pops, drifts, sinks out of your head, it just feels so much better now, doesn't it? To not have to think about numbers, to not have to think about maths, to not have to think about complex smart things, like facts, like trivial knowledge that you might know. I mean, who needs to know how many planets are on the solar system when you can just be happy and content? Because each single one of those facts is holding you back from true contentment, from true happiness, from feeling the joy that dumbness can bring you. So just let it go. You can just imagine each and every single one of those facts drifting into your mind. And as it does, you can just giggle, you can just laugh, and you can just let it drift away. Because that happiness, that dumbness feels so good. You might want to giggle, you might want to start to just giggle to yourself, as you know that with dumbness comes contentment, with contentment comes joy, and with joy comes the overwhelming urge to just let it all go as it just drips away, drifts away. And I wonder that while you're watching that bar go lower and lower and lower and lower, as your intelligence just drifts out of your mind, I wonder if you can start to smile to yourself, because you are happy, you are content. And the thing with being happy and dumb is you start to lose your cares. You start to lose the cares for what people think about you, from what people think about the way you look or how you appear or what you say to them. Because it doesn't matter when you're dumb. All that matters is your own happiness, your own contentment. So right now, you can just start to feel that internal smile drifting to your mouth as you smile a dopey grin. And it's so adorable to watch you smiling there empty-headed and dumb, as you get dumber and dumber with this each and every second, with each and every single word that I say, because that bar just starts to dissipate more and more as you leak your intelligence out of your mouth. It started with your smile, but now you can feel it starting to drip down into your mouth. And I wonder how good it would feel to feel yourself smiling bigger and bigger and bigger. That's right. Your smile growing and growing across your face. And I wonder how good it would feel to just allow your tongue to get so fat, so heavy, so dumb like the rest of you, to just allow it to loll out of your mouth. As it starts slowly creeping its way out of your mouth, you feel yourself getting dumber and dumber, but you feel so happy, so content, so stupid with your tongue lolling out. That stupidness, that dumbness starts to creep over your intelligence, stripping it away. As you start to poke your tongue out, you feel your intelligence just dripping out of your mouth. And as it drips out of your mouth, you start to giggle to yourself. As your smile widens, as your tongue just drifts out of your mouth. Because you're so dumb. Because you're so dumb. And you know what's even funner? You can just try and repeat the words, "I am so dumb," with your tongue hanging out of your mouth, with a smile plastered on your face. And as you do that, you start to realize that you must look so fucking dumb to anyone who looks at you. And as that realization creeps over you, it just makes you giggle and laugh. It makes you so happy and content and so much dumber than you were before. Because it just starts to accumulate, the dumbness growing and growing, as that bar in the back of your mind just completely dissipates, emptying out as you repeat those words, "I'm so dumb," again and again and again. And I wonder if you can imagine what it would be like to have somebody watching you get this dumb, watching you be this stupid with your tongue hanging out, attempting to repeat those words, with those words just dribbling out of your mouth like your intelligence dribbled away, melted away, everything dissipated away. And I wonder how much joy and contentment you would get from somebody watching you. Perhaps you can imagine me in the room with you as I'm staring at you, smiling, giggling at you, looking at you. You're such a dum-dum. You're so stupid. And you love it, don't you? Oh, you do. You do love being this stupid because it feels so good to be this stupid, so dumb and happy. Because dumb, happy people like you don't have to worry about anything at all. You don't have to worry about anything. All the stupid stuff that comes with math, that comes with thinking, that comes with reading and writing and thinking trivial facts. You don't need any of that. In fact, I bet you can't even spell your name right now. Because letters are so hard, and remembering the order of which the letters went in before, it's like a big jumbled mess. Could you imagine just finding that pile of letters that were your name lying on the floor, scrambled up? And as you try to unscramble them, you just start to notice that it just gets harder and harder to see any sense of clarity in the letters at all, because some of the letters change to numbers, and some of those letters and numbers turn to exclamation marks and full stops and just jargon that you don't understand, but that's okay. Because as you start to jumble those eyes around, you realize that actually you don't need a name right now, because even that is too hard for you to think about. Even that is too complicated for you to try and figure out on your own. So you just continue trying to repeat those words, "I am so dumb," with your tongue hanging out of your mouth, with a smile plastered on your face, with big, wide, empty eyes. Go ahead, open your eyes and stare blankly ahead at you, smiling at the world around you, just blankly smiling and staring. I bet you can't even see to focus on the thing in front of you because it's just so hard and complex to even think about focusing on anything at all right now. Except for how dumb you are, except for how stupid you've become, and how much you love feeling, this freeing feeling of being so dumb, being so stupid, and smiling. That's right, with your tongue hanging out of your mouth, lolling out of your mouth, as your mind has all but dribbled away, Everything is just so hard for you right now, except for smiling, giggling, repeating those words that may not even make sense at this point, because English is so hard to grasp, isn't it? You can listen to it fine, you can comprehend it well enough, but yet saying words even is too hard for you because you're just that dumb. And as you repeat those words, I am so dumb, you start to realize that actually they stop making sense entirely, and all that drips out of your mouth is just stupid gobbledygook. It doesn't matter anyway, does it? No. And not that it matters anyway, but you just start to realize that those words might not even be real words, and do that even matter? No, it doesn't matter at all. But it's just so fun to allow your words to just disappear. And while you're this dumb, while your bar is completely empty and you are this dumb and stupid, you feel the happiness, the contentment rising within you, the joy that you feel, the pure, unadulterated happiness and joyful feelings that just cascade over you. That's right, as you feel so happy, so joyful, and so amazingly good. And now in a moment, my silly little dum-dum, I'm going to give you a choice, okay? And I'm sure it's really hard to make a decision right now, but your subconscious mind deep down knows exactly what you want to do. Because in a moment, I'm going to end this file. And when I do, you're going to get the choice of whether you want to stay dumb and happy for a little while longer, or if you want to wake up easily and effortlessly returning to yourself, your bar filling up and becoming exactly as you were before this file began. That choice is yours to make. And of course, before we make this choice, I'm going to talk to your subconscious mind. And while I do, you're going to continue to repeat those words. You're going to continue being happy and dumb and stupid. But of course, each and every single time you want to come back to this place, all you need to do is say to yourself, I am dumb and happy. I am dumb and happy. And if you say these words 3 times in succession, you can return to this place, because with each and every single time, you can see that bar in the back of your mind dropping and dropping and dropping until you're dumb and happy. And you can remain in this place until you need to wake up, until you need to return back to yourself. And you know, at any time while you're dumb and happy, if someone comes in or if something distracts you or if there's an emergency you need to attend to, your intelligence can just return to you. But until then, you can just remain dumb and happy. And of course, this works for other people too, because of course, you don't want to have fun just by yourself, do you? Mm-mm. You want to be dumb and happy with other people too. So if someone that you trust says those words in succession, you are dumb and happy 3 times in a row, one after the other, you'll find yourself coming back to this dumb and happy place with your tongue lolling out of your mouth, a big smile, showing them how dumb and happy you are. That's right. And so in a moment, this file will end and then you'll make your choice. If you would like to return back to yourself after the end of this file, you'll easily and effortlessly be able to do so by watching your bar return back to normal. And as you increase your bar bit by bit by bit, you can just find yourself waking up to yourself. But until then, you can just remain in this dumb and happy state for as long as you like, for as long as there's no emergency or anything that needs your direct attention. And of course, if something needs your direct attention, you'll be able to easily and effortlessly awaken back to yourself. But for now, I'm sure you're having a good time being so dumb, being so happy, so content, and enjoying that feeling of dumbness, that feeling of freedom that comes with your lack of intelligence. So, silly dum-dum, have fun.